A North Philadelphia church has become home for an undocumented immigrant seeking sanctuary in the face of a deportation order. Church officials are already getting some backlash, but they're holding out hope that they can keep a family together for the holidays and beyond. WHYY's Bill Hangley reports.
Angela Navarro was born in Honduras, but after a decade in the United States, most of her ties are here. The 28-year-old mother of two says if she's deported, she'll lose almost everything.
It would be really hard. I can't even imagine because all my family's here. My husband, my kids, my parents are here. Really hard to earn a living wage there. That's precisely why I'm here, and I cannot even imagine.
Navarro is now living in the West Kensington Ministry in North Philadelphia. She's one of nine undocumented immigrants who've taken up residence in churches nationwide as part of what's called the sanctuary movement. She says she won't leave until she wins legal status to match that of her husband and her American-born children. Her story has gone national, and the church has already gotten some angry calls from those who see her as a lawbreaker who should be deported. But Reverend Amon Mairena says he sees her as a test case for a nation of immigrants.
This is a time to ask ourselves, who are we as a country? That's the big question, especially during the holidays. It's as though the United States is Bethlehem, and Jesus and Mary are again seeking shelter, and they're knocking. And we, as the United States, what are we to say?
Mairena and Navarro hope that immigration reform in Washington eventually helps her win legal status. For now, immigration officials aren't likely to try to remove her from the church, and Navarro says she's prepared to stay for as long as it takes. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.